Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here on the 15th of November. A week ago today, the nation's fate and future was decided. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
A week ago today,
everything changed.
Everything changed. It really did.
It is about 9 minutes since the sun came up, and not that you'd notice because we're overcast. Light rain for the next hour or so, then overcast for the rest of the day. And high today will be about, let's call it about 63 degrees. For the rest of the week, partly cloudy, intervals of sun and rain, and then clouds and sunshine, slight chance of a rain shower here and there, mostly sunny on Thursday, more rain coming in on Friday, and as we head into Thanksgiving week, could be lots and lots of precipitation affecting holiday travel plans. So
And Sunday? Is there rain?
Lots of rain. Rainfall near quarter to half an inch, but we need that. It's going to make travel a bit messy, but we definitely need that wet stuff to recharge aquifers and fill up lakes. So bring it on. I'll put up with it. Right now, 57 degrees in Redding, and this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends, and they give senior and veterans discount, a locally owned, veteran-owned business here, 365-3793. Last night was a lung affair.
How'd that work out?
Oh, well, it was at Wind River. It was bingo. Lung affair bingo. And it was a big success. There were a lot of people there. They had appetizers. I mean, you can eat there. I mean, it was like, I tell you what, it was a Marine smorgasbord. A Marine or a sailor smorgasbord. Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken wings.
Wow.
Meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Little sliced weenies.
Mm-hmm.
They had a spinach dip. They had little rolled sandwiches. You know, I'm not crazy about rolled sandwiches. Are you crazy about rolled sandwiches?
It's like a wrap thing.
You know, no. They're like, you know, you've seen them. They're you know they're like wrapped together and they're cut in little round circle type things.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, one bite.
I only ate a couple of those. But it was, and so Linda goes, oh, you must be really happy. I said, God, you know, yes, I almost had tears in my eyes. Okay, when's the last time you played bingo?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's got to be 20 years.
Yeah, okay, well, it's been at least that long for me. So they gave us a little bag when we got in there. And one was, you know, those daubers, you know, that you can just push down on it. You don't have to mark it where you just push on it.
Yeah.
It's a little ones. And then I was looking at the girls sitting there down on our table, and they had these, like, these Magnum daubers. Where'd you get those? they sell them up there.
Professional bingo ladies are scary.
I tell you what. Okay, so what happens is they give you 10 bingo sheets that's got, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's got like at least 12, maybe 16 games on them on each sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's each one of the sheets is a different color. And you know what? Remember how bingo used to be, you know, diagonally, up and down, across,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
horizontal, vertically, or diagonally,
yeah,
right? No, no, no. Nema, 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 as they say in Croatia. No, it's things like you've got to have a cross with both, you know, with it goes through both, you know, the free spot in the middle. You've got to have the postage stamps. You have four and four. it's not easy. And of course, when you don't remember like I did, you know, in the first when they call, it goes 60, you know, you look up and it says 22. So I look through everything for 22 and everybody seemed to be finished before me. And Linda goes, she says, it's I-22. Just look in the eyes. Mm. Oh. B-20, you know, like the B-4. Okay, got it. That was a lot easier after that. Anyway, I won $100.
Well,
I won one of the games. Yes, it was true. They, you know, I yelled bingo once before that, and it wasn't true because I didn't understand. Anyway, great time. And a lot of facts about lung cancer and all this. But if you haven't played bingo in a long time, you need to go there and play bingo. I mean, it's fun. I mean, you can get it. I mean, it's just fun, you know, for an evening. It doesn't mean every day. But there are people. You're right. There are people out there. They are
serious.
Man,
they are predators.
They are serious bingo. They've got stuff in front of them. They've got these big daubers.
And they're glancing to the left, glancing to the right.
Yeah, you know? They're looking. They're looking around. You know, you get a bingo, you get people looking at you like, hey, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Enough of that. Did you hear what happened in Florida?
I did not.
A policeman was alongside the road, either given a ticket or he was there just alongside the road, and a car went past him at well over 100 miles an hour. This is from Florida. He takes off. He chases. They get on. It's on their Interstate 75.
Mm-hmm.
They get onto an off-ramp. The policeman gets out. The guy jumps out and attacks the policeman. He has the policeman down and is beating him badly.
Mm.
A passing motorist stops, runs up, tells him to stop, and he pulls a gun. The passing motorist,
mm-hmm,
pulls out a gun, points at him, says, "Stop or I'll shoot you." And the guy just looks at him and keeps. And the cop's getting beat bad, and the cop says, "Shoot him, shoot him." And the guy shoots the guy three times, kills him, saves the policeman. The policeman radios for help, and he collapses there on, mm-hmm, the scene and is taken to the hospital and treated and released. The suspect that was beating the cop is also armed. So, you probably won't see this in the record searchlight.
No.
Or other places.
In California, the motorist would have been sued for, or
well,
at least charged
with
a crime.
Here's the final thing it says. It hasn't been, neither one of them has been identified, the suspect or the shooter. And so they didn't. They said nobody knows if charges will be filed. Are you kidding? He's going to get a chicken dinner or a steak dinner from the police department there,
yeah,
for saving their guy. Because who knows what would have happened? They're even saying this was a suicide by cop attempt by this guy. That's what they think. But I mean, the guy's pointing a gun at him, says, you know, stop, stop, stop. And this is not one of the things that, you know, when you start shooting, now you got to shoot a guy that's beating a guy on that's over another guy.
Yeah.
So you got to get in close. You can't shoot him from a long distance. You got to get in close.
Up close and personal.
And then you got to figure out when you're going to shoot him, where that bullet's going to go afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, the passing motorist did what he had to do to save the cop. Now, the question you have to ask yourself, is this something you could do? If you saw a cop being tussled, if you see a cop in a fight or having a bad time, would you stop and get out and help?
I like to think so, but
there's
you don't
the
know
question.
Until you're there.
There's the question. Would you do it? Would you get out and would you help the policeman? If they're if they needed help, would you be there? You know, if it looks like he's having a bad, or even like, you know, he's just trying to get him and it's just not working, doesn't mean he's especially in danger. Would you still step in and help?
It's a case by case situation, you know. You,
at
you
least you're being
know.
Honest.
Yeah.
At least you're being honest because you're going, you know, if a cop was down and he's getting his ass handed to him. Yeah, you know, you like to think you jump in on him. If he's just, you know, if he's just kind of trying to get his cuffs on, the guy's giving a bad time and all this. You still like to think that, you know, you could go there and help.
I would not stand there and whip out my phone and take a picture of the thing. But as Ted Leidy points out, when you do the concealed carry class, in that moment, when you fire that round, your life has changed forever, irrevocably.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Anytime you do.
And you have to keep that in the back of your mind.
You take away everything that person has, everything he had, and everything he will have.
This ain't TV, you know.
There it goes. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, the place to go if you're looking for good coffee in the morning or different drinks, you know, pumpkin spice latte, all those neat things that people like, and all the great gifts you can pick up there for Thanksgiving parties, or Christmas parties, hostess gifts, all of that stuff there. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. With a walk-in humidor, that's great. Linda is going down there, and she's going to go start shopping right there for a lot of stuff for clients, for friends, and everything. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, a better-known business. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back. A lot of things we want to talk about right here in town.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Gold Mart Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Gold Mart Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. 59 degrees. It's going to go up to 60 today. Is that right? It's 59 now. It's going to go up to 60?
Yeah, not a lot of change in today's temperature.
Okay, and we got
might get up
we
to 65, okay. Depending on where you're at.
We got rain. Yeah. We got rain coming in, and it'll be rain this, you know, later on this week, and then this weekend it looks
yeah,
like
Yeah, I went out to walk Mocha the dog this morning and stepped outside my bathroom. I was like, uh-oh.
early this morning, Elk Killer wanted to go out, and I took a step out, and the rain was coming down so hard, I stepped back in and said, you're on your own. And Elk Killer goes out to the... goes out down the steps and then stops, turns around, and runs back inside the house that I can hold it.
Didn't have to go that bad.
I can hold it. Hey, everybody, what a great deal we have for you. It's a Thanksgiving feast, a giveaway from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks, by the way, if you have not had their steaks or their chops or any of these things, they have just outstanding food. Great, great, great presents for people. Well, we're going to give away a $300 gift pack. It's going to include, probably, you know, it can change, but it's going to have filet mignon, top sirloin, boneless pork chops, everything, steakhouse fries, gourmet jumbo franks, everything you can think of here, Omaha Steak burgers, all of these things. And you know what it cost? Nothing. What's it going to cost you? Simple. Call in right now, 605-4567. And we'll start taking names. And on next Monday, a week from yesterday, we are going to draw a winner. It's going to go to Omaha Steaks because they want you to have it before Thanksgiving. How about that? A Thanksgiving giveaway. You can't beat this. So give us a call right now, 605-4567. Hey, enter as many times as you want. Call as much as you want for the rest of the day. Or how about this? Put it in the chat room with your name and a phone number, and or you can email me at carl@kcnr1460.com. That's all you have to do to win a $300 gift package from Omaha Steaks.
And so by the way, calling your name goes in the drawing. Yeah.
That's right. That's all you have to do. You're just calling. Just your name goes in the drawing with a way of getting a hold of you, because then we're going to draw it next Monday. But I tell you what, they sent us one.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Whew. Ooh. I mean, it arrives and it's in this really nice package. And
yeah,
it's
about 3-inch thick styrofoam with dry ice in there.
Yeah, it's got it all.
It's frozen solid.
Okay, call
ready
it.
To thaw out.
Okay, now today, and we're going to talk to Adam McElvain. Adam's going to be on at 8 o'clock. We're also going to talk, but today the city council is going to discuss raises. This is brought up by Missy McCarthy. I've got this right out. I got this out of a Dave Benda, Record Searchlight, you know, business guy there. He put this in his article, and I wrote a blog on it yesterday, and I even put it on, I don't know if I put it on Facebook or not. Today, the council is going to discuss a $1,000 a month raise for Kim Niemer, who's Community Services, the Park and Recreations woman. Okay. Kim's done a good job. This will raise her pay, according to Dave Benda, to $140,000 a year. $1,000 a month raise. We can't hire community service officers. We can't hire police. We can't hire firemen. We're getting ready to lose them. And they're looking at a $1,000 a month raise, bringing her salary. And this is what Dave Benda says, up to $140,000. I thought it was less than that, but I thought it was only like maybe $15,000. So it would be like $125,000, maybe $130,000. Do you know what the median salary is or the average salary is in Reading?
42, I think.
It's $46,693. Okay, that's from the latest figures. $46,693. That's it. So that means right now she's making twice. And this will take her close to three times. If she goes to 140, that takes her to three times the average salary. Now, I'm not saying anything about Kim Niemer. She is a nice person. She does a good job. But all hell, when is enough enough? Three times the amount for Parks and Rec? Hey, let me throw my name in there. I've run a lot of big businesses. I've run a lot of operations. I've done a lot of things like this. And I'll work for $8,000 a month. How about that? And that way you save $3,000 a month and you still get to do it. All right. Anyway, so this is going to be at the city council meeting tonight. Head on down to the city council meeting at 6 p.m. Or how about calling the city council and your and the representatives and saying, hey, I'm not crazy about this. This is in this time when DGIS failed and people are talking about you got to have transparency, you got to get a rein on spending. Tell me, are you saying that you can't get somebody to take that job for $120,000 a year or $11,000 a month? Huh? You can't get somebody to take that job for that? Come on. Come on. I don't believe that. And you know what? In fact, in the future, and I'm going to talk to Adam McElveen about this. Why doesn't the city of Reading just put out the job notices for everybody, all of the managerial positions, and make it $10,000 a year less? And see who comes to it. Put another agency there that says, okay, we are advertising the jobs of all the managers and directors, and you do it for $10,000 a month less. See who, or not $10,000 a month less, but say $1,000 a month less than they're getting right now, or maybe even $2,000 a month less. They still get the health. They still get all that stuff. They still work up here. They still live up here. They're having a great time. Everybody talks about that. Why don't you do that and see how many people really, oh, we can't attract good people with the money unless we bump up the pay. Do you see what a self-licking ice cream cone this is, my friends? That, oh, we're going to compare it to this city. Well, this city then compares it to us. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? This is what happens. So we're paying according to Dave Bend, $140,000 for a community services, parks and recs leader. I think they can do it for less. I think there's people out there that would do it for less that are highly qualified. So call the city council today. Give them a call. Bob, what's that number?
I will look that up.
Look it up before we get finished with this segment because I want to give it to people.
You want the general board number for
I just want – no, I want – yeah, for the – there's one number you call for the city council. And it's like, you know, whatever it is to talk to the city council members. I want that number. I want people to write it down. I want you to call. I want you to call several times and say, what are you doing? And then if you're out there and you really want to get involved, hey, State of Jefferson, hey, Patriots, get out there today. You know, you talk about it. Let's get out there at 6 p.m. and go down there and say, what are you doing?
And the number to reach the City Council main office is 225-4447. That's 225-4447. Or you can fax them at 225-4463. Pardon me, 225-4463.
You know, I've got people here in the chat room saying, you know what, she does a good job. And this isn't about Kim Niemer. It just happens that her name came up on this one. There's another one. There's another lady in there also gets $800 a month raise. So that's $1,800 a month more that we're paying them. And we can't get a community service officer. Excuse me. I just find this inexplicable. And I'm going to talk to and hey, guess what? Adam McElveen's coming in here today. I'm going to talk to him about that. Julie Winter is coming in week after next. I'm going to talk to her about that. Brent Weaver is coming in Friday. I'm going to talk to Brent about this. How can this happen? I mean, you say, oh, we've got to keep our good people. Advertise.
Where are
Advertise
they
gonna go? The positions. I tell you what. If you know we continue to do things like this, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but when you see something like this, it makes you wonder, what are we thinking here? They just wanted to raise taxes to be able to pay for things, and now they're giving $1,000. And you know what? They didn't do it before the election. Why was that? Because people would have said, what are you doing? You're raising our taxes and you're giving raises to people?
Yeah.
And so instead, they waited till afterwards. Ah, thank you, Record Searchlight. That could have just snuck on through. Okay, you can call. Somebody says you can call all you want. They will not care. Calls will be filtered anyway. Well, you don't have to call them names or threaten death. Just say, I am protesting the raises that the city council is proposing for the people out there.
And even if you have to wait till the end of the meeting, you know, those of you who don't have to worry about heading off to work in the morning, stay for the comment period. They have to sit there.
On this one, because it's something they're discussing, you can get into it, into the discussion. You don't have to
public
wait to
comment,
the end.
Yeah, public comment public on an agenda item. Yeah.
That's right. So it's an agenda item. You can get in there and talk about it. You can, you know, there, you know, you can get down in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break.
If everybody gets, 3 minutes? So you pack in there, you pack 10 people in there to make comments, you've got their undivided for half an hour.
At least. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark has built a great company here, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year. If you want somebody to take care of your loved ones, whether it's for a short period of time in home care, it could be after surgery, maybe they broke a leg or a hip or something like that, and they just need some help around the house, some light help around the house, or full time in care, in home care, Sharon Clark's got the people. Every one of them she's interviewed, every one of them she's trained. All have background investigations, all insurance, bonded, the whole thing. And she's got people that's been with her from the very beginning, over 10 years. That kind of gives you the idea of the quality of the woman and the work she does. Plus, my friends, veterans, she takes care of veterans. She's got a special place in her heart for veterans. And she helps them make sure they get all of what the all of the benefits that they deserve. And she knows which ones they are. Okay, that's Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350, and we're getting ready to take a break right here at 7:31 in the morning here on November the 15th.
Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460
AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt, Linda's on sabbatical, it's Tuesday. She's never here on Tuesdays, I guess I should say. This is Carl and Linda Butt, sans Linda.
You move my cheese.
25 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's 59 degrees out there. It's going to go all the way up to 60 today. Whoa, maybe 63. It's going to be raining off and on. We have rain off on and off the rest of the week and into the weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. This is a full-time business. This isn't part-time that you'll see most others are, or kind of an aside to a regular, to another business. He does this full-time. He's got full-time, he does it full-time, but all of his instructors are NRA trained. All of them have trained pistol instructors and more working for him. He runs women's only classes. He runs all types of classes, including advanced class and rifle to pistol class this weekend on Sunday. So if you're looking for that advanced class, it may be filled up, but you can still give him a call or check it out on his website. Give him a call at 530-999-1822. Find out when the next CCW class is. Or register online at readingccw.com. Read all the comments in there. He hasn't got anything to say about what's put on there. You know, this is just, you know, it's a third-party survey. So, and see what their people talks about there, Northern Firearms Instruction. Well, if it's the third Tuesday, it's Christy Kidd.
Yay.
He comes in here knocking our knocking things over in the studio.
Yeah.
Comes in.
He locked me out this morning. I had to get you back a little bit.
Well, what happens is we have a sister station, a lady comes in, and she comes in real early. She locks that door. Well, then my guy comes in, running in at the last minute, and he locks the door because the next one comes through that door at like 6:30. Well, that guy didn't come in, so everybody forgot to unlock the door. So I'm out there, and I hear this little tapping on the door, and I see kind of just a silhouette with a pack. And I go, oh, great. Okay, we got some kind of weird – so they want to come in and use the bathroom or hey, can I be on the radio? I mean, they come in all the time. And so – but no, it was Christy. She's the kid from Turtle Bay.
With my purse that looks like a suitcase.
It kind of looked like a pack when I'm holding it. Anyway, good morning. How are you?
Well, I mean, thanks for letting me inside. So I'm good. Thanks.
Hey, you're out of the rain. What else do you want?
Yeah, right? I can't complain.
You know, people huddle up in that doorway. You know, they use that doorway. I mean, that's their bedroom.
Admittedly, I understand. I was nice and dry. I was right up next to the door.
We don't want to spread that around.
I know. Sorry.
So, I mean, we'll have everybody wanting to sleep here. Okay. You came in and you know, just before we talked about Turtle Bay Makers Fair.
Oh, man.
Huge. And Bob gushed.
Yeah.
Bob gushed over. I mean, he was just like, oh, my God. I had to wipe his lips off because, the you know, he was just talking so much. He was just getting wet. His beard was getting wet, so I had to wipe him off. Mm-hmm. Was it that good?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
We didn't get there till about 12:30, and we had to park in the rodeo grounds because it was completely, completely full in the main civic lot, which was exciting anyway to pull up and see that. And then we weren't even inside yet, and there was a big old dragon out front. There was one of those mini houses,
yeah,
or tiny houses,
yeah,
and all outside. And then you go inside, and it was just, oh,
you know,
my
there's
gosh.
A TV show called Tiny Houses.
I know.
People live in these tiny
it
houses.
It's nuts.
I mean,
and that one, honestly, I mean, we have four pets, so it would never, ever work. But we were in there, and it was like, it wasn't nearly as small as you think it's going to be from the outside.
Plus, they have things that you can do in there. I mean, like the way things are situated that, you know, they've got you get beds that go back up
right.
And they become couches. I mean, you know, I mean, all types of things.
It's,
you know,
just the innovation behind
The
amount of forethought you have for that is just incredible. It's very cool.
I lived on a boat, and it's kind of like a tiny house.
Yeah, yeah.
And except maybe it might even be given more room because, you know, 39 feet, 40 feet long, and it's like 16 feet wide. So it's kind of like a single wide trailer, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it floats in it, and I can get away.
Right.
But no, I understand the concept. But what it does is it makes you really think about the kind of stuff you have.
Yeah, it really makes you reevaluate what you actually need.
Yeah.
And you know, as I'm trying to clean my house on Sunday, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have so much stuff I don't need.
I cannot believe how much stuff I've accumulated since being married.
When you've got space, you just fill it.
When I, in the Marine Corps, usually, mm-hmm. I'd have a pickup truck, and in the back of the pickup truck, I could put everything I owned.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Probably not anymore, huh?
In the pickup truck, in a trailer, I couldn't put in the closets.
Okay.
Let me put it that way.
Things have changed.
Not my stuff.
Of course.
And, I mean, it is. And sometimes I go through the house, I go, what is this?
Where did this even
what
come
is
from?
This? Yeah. Why do we have 4 sets of china?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How many sets of china do you have?
Well, I have 1, but it was actually my grandmother's. Because okay, I purposely didn't ask for my own because I knew I'd never use hers.
Just wait. There'll be another set because you got to have Thanksgiving china.
Oh, gosh.
Then you've got to have, you know, Christmas china. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll accumulate it. I mean, that's why young people, you just keep buying bigger houses.
I know.
It's not because.
It's not for people.
It's not for people. Or it's for stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great
time.
Anyway,
it was fantastic. Good. And I know what I loved, what I kept commenting on was there were tons of people and everyone was walking around and everything, but it wasn't like people just walking by and glancing at each booth. People were engaged in what they were doing, and it was so cool to see everyone from all ages,
yes,
all walks of life, everyone engaged in something, and it was just absolutely wonderful, and I'm so, so glad that it was as successful as it was. And don't worry, we will have another one next year.
I'm glad that you will, because it's going to be great, and it's going to be better, because there'll be even more people in it.
Exactly.
And you couldn't buy anything. And that was the big thing. We kept telling people because people were from the Red Fair, you know, the
Red Town Market,
which
is also amazing. I went last year.
Also amazing. Yes. It's going to be the 26th, mm-hmm. you know, that weekend of Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
They were saying, well, you know, people confuse it. No. I understand you can say Market Fair or Maker Fair, but you can't buy anything at Maker Fair.
Right.
You can buy everything at Red Town Market.
Yep, and you should.
Okay, and you should. And no, you and Linda. In fact, you two stay away from each other.
Last year, I didn't even get to say hi to her. She was too busy singing.
Well, she's singing there from 1 to 4.
I know. Yeah. She's wonderful.
Okay, Turtle Bay.
Anyway, Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay. So we have, last weekend, we kind of pulled back a little bit on our programming because of Maker Faire, because we were the host organization for it. So this weekend, we're kind of making up for it a little bit. We have of course, it's Science Saturday, so we always have our third Saturday of the month programming, and so that is happening. But not more importantly, but earlier in the day, it's National Family Volunteer Day on Saturday, and so we are inviting families out to volunteer. We kept it short this year because in the past, it's kind of dragged on a little bit. So it's from 9 to 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, and we have all different kinds of things people can help us and volunteer with. If the weather's not bad, we'll have stuff out in the gardens, you know, weeding and mulching and that sort of thing. But if the weather's bad, we're not going to send you outside in the rain, I promise. But we do have other things. You can make enrichment toys for the animals, and those are always fun. It's usually paper mache or something, I don't know, ribbons, strings, that sort of thing that they can just play with and
destroy. So the
animals can
play with?
They will destroy them.
Can I bring in like a piece of wood for timber, the beaver?
Possibly. I know we have a list of stuff you can bring in for them.
That's right. I mean, I was going to say that there's not a lot of work to that.
Yeah, so that one's a pretty easy one.
You can go down to Weaver Lumber and say, hey, could I like to have a couple of those extra little pieces of wood you have there for Timber the Beaver?
Yeah, why not? He would love it. I'm not actually sure if we can do that. So look on the website. It does have the list of things that you can bring.
So you can put a screw through it. So he's got to have to take it apart.
Yeah.
So he's got to think and he's got to go beyond just his little beaver, just his little beaver world.
It's not just eating. He has to really think through how he's going to get But if you come out and volunteer with us that morning, you will get in the park for free all day. If you're a member, you don't need it, but you could still come volunteer anyway.
There you go.
And also, all kids are going to get a coupon for a meal at Hometown Buffet for volunteering.
The kids will.
So parents.
Hometown Buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty smart, Hometown Buffet, because you got to take parents to get going in with them.
Yeah.
You're not just going to let the little kid eat by himself.
I know. Yeah, no, they've done that for, I think it's not just Reading. I'm pretty sure Hometown Buffet supports National Family Volunteer Day all over the place.
Okay.
So thank you for that, Hometown Buffet.
National more Volunteer Day.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So it should be fun. This is, I believe, the third time we've done it. And
did you do this?
Did I do this?
Are you in charge of this?
I'm not in charge of this. Our volunteer coordinator is, appropriately.
And who's that?
That's Liz Crane, and she is wonderful.
She does a great job.
She does. She has brought in we already have a ton of volunteers, a wonderful volunteer base, but she, since she started with us, she's almost doubled our numbers of volunteers, and it is crazy because we need it.
A lot of volunteers.
Yeah, there's actually a little side note. Turtle Bay has a blog, and today's post was written by a teen volunteer in our animal care program, and it's a really cool story.
How do you get to the blog?
If you go to turtlebay.org, there's a little button on the top right-hand side that says blog.
Blog.
Click right there. It's also on writing.com, actually. We post it on both. So writing.com has all their blogs, too. And the public library has one. We have one. I think some of their writers have them.
I blog on reading.com.
Yeah. All right. And there you go. We're right up there with
you. You should go down and read it.
You should go read ours.
I will.
Even trade.
I have my newest one is BYOB.
All right. What does it stand for?
Bring your own bag.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
I had to for my groceries yesterday.
That's right.
I didn't have to, but I did.
A synopsis of what I wrote was, I have 5 Trader Joe bags. Why is that? Because I forget to go into place when I go in to carry it. And so I have all the stuff there, and all these people are waiting.
Yep.
And I can either walk back out to my car, wander out there and see if I can find it,
yep.
Or I can just buy another bag.
That's exactly what happened to me.
That's it. I buy a lot of bags.
Got a new one.
Anyway, so now I'm going to start carrying them in the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole story.
That's
another day. That's
read it on the blog.
Yeah, read it on the blog, because I gave you ideas of how you could carry groceries.
Oh, they don't include having to bring bags.
That's
interesting.
Well, no.
Or they
no.
do? Okay.
No, you have to.
I'm going to go find out.
It's the kind of bags.
Okay.
But that's the other good thing is, right. So you bring a hunting vest in. You know, the one's got the big pockets in the back.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's still got pheasant feathers in it and all that stuff. And you just stuff it full of your groceries.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. You got to take a break here.
Got to get creative.
Stop it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Have you told your husband about this?
I have not.
You better.
Because
they have it all. They can do – they only trained watch repairmen. They have all the goodies. Linda loves the stuff there.
I believe it.
No, they have tennis bracelets. This is a great place for, jewelry, well-priced and honest people there. You can't ask more than that. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So tell your husband. And everybody out there, it's getting close for Christmas. You just want to give a present. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
No trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. No trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. No trouble.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual luxury jewelry show and sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel
like a plastic bag? You know, Bob, I just love it. I just love it. I don't see how you can find these things. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was just going off on plastic bags. That, you know, that's a whole segment. And Christy Kidd comes in here to talk about Turtle Bay, and so we've talked about a lot of things, but not about Turtle Bay yet. But that's one of my latest is the plastic bags and what you need to do. Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 59 degrees. Going to go up to 60 today with a lot of rain. We have Christy Kidd here, who is the public relations face of Turtle Bay. Okay, we talked about Volunteer Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else we got?
The other thing Saturday, what I briefly mentioned, is it's Science Saturday, and which every third Saturday of every month, we have a Science Saturday. And so there's a different topic every month. It's from 11 to 3 in the museum, or possibly on the boardwalk, depending on weather and activities. And it's always something different. It's something that our members come to expect and know that they can come out and learn something, not just come and explore the museum and see the animals and everything. That's great. But we also have this wonderful science programming on the third Saturday of the month. And this Saturday, it's What's All the Buzz About? So it's about bees and the importance of them for our environment.
Bees are bees are under attack, or mm-hmm. there's things going on with the bees. There's so many of them are dying, mm-hmm. millions of them dying. And, I mean, even though we've got two businesses right here in this area that are like the queen bee mm-hmm. of queen bee businesses.
Exactly.
Send them all over the world, thousands.
Mm-hmm. And we have a little habitat for them in the museum that was actually built by volunteers. There's all kinds of volunteer projects you can do at Turtle Bay. That was a nice little tie-in. I didn't mean to happen. But we have a wonderful exhibit where you can see them inside this and see how they – you can get up close and personal without actually being up close and personal with them because it's behind glass. But so you'll be able to see that but also be learning about the importance of them for our environment on Saturday. And that, again, Science Saturday is the third Saturday of every month from 11 to 3 at the museum.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's something new every
month.
We have these really wonderful ongoing programs that happen every month that our members know about because they come to expect them. But I don't always talk about them because it's not the new and different thing. And so I kind of wanted to slide that in there this time. So we've got our third Saturday programming. We have second Saturday programming, which last weekend got canceled because of Maker Faire. But normally there is second Saturday, too. Say that in there, too. Yeah. And then the other exciting thing is since we're going into holidays, we have slightly different hours. So mm-hmm. normally this time of year, we are closed Mondays and Tuesdays and then open the rest of the week. Well, during the week of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, we'll be open on that Monday and Tuesday and then just closed on the holiday. So for Thanksgiving, we're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, closed Thursday, open Friday, and the rest of the weekend. So
okay.
little change there, but, you know, school's out and like to accommodate.
Yeah, you want to kids, you can take kids out there, lots of things. If you buy, okay, the memberships are $80, mm-hmm. as everybody knows, for a family.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it now, mm-hmm. is it good for a year?
It's good for a year from the time you purchase it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like it starts, you know.
You don't prorate it or something like that. It's just, here's your $80, and okay, a year from now, you need to get another one.
Exactly. And since we're rolling into the holidays, we always, always, always have a holiday special on memberships.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that. There is definitely going to be if you buy at the park on Black Friday, we will have a special that day for sure. That's not online, only at the park. But on Cyber Monday, we will have an online deal as well. And you, there's no promo code. It'll just adjusted prices. You can buy it online on the Monday after Thanksgiving for cheaper price. I believe it's a less expensive. I believe it's $10 off, but don't quote me on that. It's at least $10 off. It might be more.
Okay. So if you're looking for that perfect, you know, really it's a perfect Christmas gift.
It is.
For your family and for $70 or less.
Yep.
A whole year.
A whole year.
Of going down there, and you can have special behind the park tours from Christy Kitt.
Thanks for signing me up for that.
You don't have that?
I'll accommodate.
Now and then. Okay. Now, what else?
Well, what I wanted to say going into that is next year is going to be a really exciting year at the park. If you are already a member or if you've been in the last year, you know that our playground area is closed off or parts of it are gone because they're 20 years old and we're falling apart. And because of hotel construction fencing, it just timing was we might as well do this construction now too. And so that is all going to be completed, and we're going to have new pieces in our playground this year. We don't know exactly when it's all going to be done, but one of the exciting thing that is going on right now is they're putting up shade sails in the amphitheater. So if you've ever been to an animal show in the middle of summer and you're in direct sunlight, that won't happen anymore, which will be super nice.
Well, that's pretty good for a lot of people. You know what? Have you seen those vampire movies where they hit the sun hits them? Yep. There's people go out there and they're standing there and that sun shifts and they're just shriveled right
there.
They
just start hissing at the sun.
They're hissing. Yeah.
Shriveling up.
They start getting smaller and smaller.
So my husband left.
When the birds refuse to fly and the fox refuses to come out, and who only people out there are the trainers in the audience, that tells you something.
Yeah, I know. That's why we don't do shows over 100 degrees. No one enjoys it.
They doesn't have to be 100. They don't come out.
That's true. But the shade sails will definitely help. And they were just, I saw a picture yesterday. The amphitheater is tore up right now because they have to put the poles in that they'll hang from.
Does your husband ever just kind of look at you sometimes and just laugh? I mean, laugh in a good sense. I mean, because he enjoys watching you. I do it with Linda. Linda gets, you know, do you believe that?
No, I do.
I just sit there and I smile and I start laughing. She goes, what? I go, nothing. I'm just enjoying watching you because you're so happy.
I've noticed I tend to get overexpressive with my eyebrows. Yeah. I get overexpressive with my eyebrows and my husband will mimic me as I'm talking. And I'm like, oh, I know I'm getting too far. You're making fun of me. All right. He won't say anything. He'll just mimic my eyebrows.
I haven't noticed that, but now we'll look.
I know.
We'll
now you're totally going to see
it. Now we're going to look. Okay. Got it. Hey, you know what,
always
folks?
A good time.
If you don't know Christy Kitt, you're missing out here on just a nice person.
Oh, thank you.
And you are. And you just, I mean, I've never, even after surgery, and you hobbled in here.
I did.
The smile was still there.
Yeah.
It wasn't as much, but it was still there.
It was a painful smile, but it was there.
It was there. Now you're dancing.
I am dancing.
How's that going?
It's wonderful. It's so great. We are actually performing with Red Bluff Performing Arts, their show in December. We will be doing a routine at that we haven't choreographed yet. So it'll be a nice, quick turnaround surprise. And we're doing a master class this weekend.
How's your knee?
It
is
hurts
because
it's raining.
You know what? People laugh about that, but when it rains,
it's real.
Oh, I feel them all.
Oh yeah,
I feel them all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, we got 2 minutes left there, kid.
Yeah.
What? Anything? Any one last big thing?
Last big thing. We'll come out National Family Volunteer Day on Saturday, and then stick around because you'll be in the park for free after that if you're not already a member. In which case you're free every day at the park. And we've got our Science Saturday, and then, of course, we're open during holidays. So come on out, see us during your holiday break as well. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Haven't been down there for a while. Got to see what's
new. Time to go back down there again. Yeah. It's time to buy another season pass.
We did walk the bridge on our anniversary. Just
aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I noticed that the bridge now has LED lighting.
They do.
Yeah.
Which is far more efficient. It gives it a different atmosphere, but they can change the colors according to holidays and stuff. Yeah.
And that's actually through the city, not us. Yeah. I get people asking me all the time to change the colors.
No,
I'm like, that's not me.
But
it's cool.
But it's your centerpiece.
It is our centerpiece.
If you like it, it could be.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Christy Kitt from Turtle Bay. We didn't get a chance to talk about the hotel yet. Oh, wait, we've got a minute here.
Oh, yeah.
How's the progress going on now? Because even though it's raining, they can work inside.
They can, and I actually have the progress meeting after this, so I could have a better update for you in about 2 hours. But it's really nice driving up now that they've started putting the siding on the actual building, so it looks more finished, even though it's not there yet. But the landscaping is really getting closer to done, and there's only one part of the parking lot they still have to pave. So it's starting to not be quite an eyesore when you come off the freeway, which is nice.
It's a big thing.
It
it's
is.
A big thing that's happening
it
there.
It is. And so it's getting
there. A lot of
things
happening around the town. I mean, I kind of think, again, you know what? We're kind of like on the cusp of a lot of things happening around here in the intellectual side, in the art side, and all that. Okay, Christy Kidd, thank you so much for being with us on today and talking about Turtle Bay. We really appreciate it. Okay, hey, we've come back. We have Adam McElvain, the newest elected member of the Redding City Council.
And news from Town Hall brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Well, students yesterday in some parts of the country continued their demonstrations against Donald Trump, but on Capitol Hill, a much more peaceful tone. House Speaker Paul Ryan said he's looking forward to getting to work with the president-elect.
Welcome to the dawn of a new unified Republican government. Feels really good to say that, actually. This will be a government focused on turning President-elect Trump's victory into real progress for the American people.
Ryan spoke to reporters following a meeting with members of the House GOP leadership this morning. President Obama had some thoughtful comments yesterday about Donald Trump's transition to the White House, saying, like anybody, Trump would be wise to seek a good balance of personalities.
I think what will happen with the president-elect is there are going to be certain elements of his temperament that will not serve him well unless he recognizes them and corrects them.
Mr. Obama also credited President-elect Trump for tapping into American voters' anxiety and enthusiasm. Trump's senior advisor Kellyanne Conway, meanwhile, says she agrees with Obama that Mr. Trump is pragmatic in his outlook rather than idealistic, as she explained to NBC's Today Show.
He's very classy of President Obama, and I think incredibly perceptive. Those who spend a little bit of time beyond the caricatures, beyond the ridicule, and get to know Donald Trump and listen to his message will come to a similar conclusion.
U.S. businesses boosted their stockpiles by a slight amount in September, while their sales increased by the most in 3 months. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says business inventories edged up 0.1% in September, while sales were up a solid 0.7%. The sales figure was the best showing since a 1% gain in June. The increase was evidence that the economy is gaining strength after a sluggish period at the beginning of the year.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department says retail sales rose by 0.8% in October. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
PetSmart says it's going to pay a $4.25 million civil fine for not quickly reporting defective fish bowls that caused serious injuries in at least 12 homes.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission said that injuries included deep cuts requiring stitches and severed tendons that required surgery after bowls cracked or shattered. The pet products retailers sold the bowls under the Great Choice and Top Fin brands from March 2010 through September 2013. The CPSC says the Phoenix company will also work on improving compliance with consumer safety laws. Keith Peters reporting.
Home Depot, benefiting from falling unemployment, still low mortgage rates, and rising home prices, raised its outlook for the year today as sales surged in the third quarter and customers were spending more with each trip they made to Home Depot. The home improvement retailer says that it is reporting strong earnings, while some other retailers have been struggling. Home Depot stocks rose about 2% this morning. Breaking news at townhall.com. South Africa's main opposition party says it's filed a complaint against President Jacob Zuma, accusing him of corruption. More details from correspondent Karen Allen in Johannesburg.
The Democratic Alliance, having failed to win a no-confidence vote in the president last week, have turned to the courts to try to force Jacob Zuma to be held to account. Although the president was not directly implicated in the so-called state capture report by the former public protector Tulio Madonsela, the opposition DA claims Mr. Zuma has failed to answer questions in parliament about the affair. By laying charges, it wants to hold the president to account for allegedly failing to apply legislation designed to combat corruption.
That is the BBC's Karen Allen reporting. A member of the board that oversees New York City's transit agency has asked it to give more thought to adding safety barriers on subway platforms. 44 people have been killed by trains in the city so far this year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of Overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Tuesday, Linda's on sabbatical today, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Hope everybody's having a great day. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here always with Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Current conditions are Reading 55 degrees and rising. 62 will be our high today. Right now we got a drizzle going on outside. By afternoon we'll give way to mostly cloudy skies. Looking forward into the week, partly cloudy on your Wednesday, mostly clear Wednesday night. And Thursday, we're more of the same. But as we head in towards the weekend, as we get ready to kick off Thanksgiving week, we've got rain coming in. Looks like it could be pretty heavy at times all through the weekend and into next week. So be prepared for that. If holiday travel plans are in your future, you're going to want to take that into account. Thanksgiving Day, this far out, is looking to be mostly cloudy skies. But right now in Reading, again, we're at 56 degrees. This is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's going to be up to 62 today. That means at night it's a lot colder. This is the perfect time to have Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State. Come out and check your furnace. Make sure all the filters are clean. Make sure everything is working, that thermostat's working, so you're at the highest efficiency for electrical use, since they're trying to also raise, besides trying to raise all of the REU rates also today at City Hall. And that's something to be also to be looking at. So you got to make sure, you have to make sure that your furnace or air conditioner is working at peak performance. And that's what Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air can do. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I have just thrown all types of stuff out today. And Adam McElvain, the newest elected city council member, one of the two newest city council members, he and Julie Winter. And Julie's going to be on in a couple weeks. Brent Weaver will be on this Friday. And you know what? You haven't even taken it over yet. And already I'm going to be throwing stuff at you.
That's all right.
And you can just say, well, you know, hey, I don't have anything to say about that or anything. But first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you for having me on the show today. I wanted to thank all the listeners out there who were voters that voted for me. I really appreciate that. And I'm excited to get to work, excited about our future. And like you said, a lot of good things are happening.
You ran a clean campaign,
mm-hmm.
As did I think everybody. I think everybody pretty much. I didn't see everything. But it was a lot of social media. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you came into the future. If you know what I mean, you grasped the present and you showed what's going to happen in the future if somebody's going to run for office.
Yeah.
You and Julie did. I mean, every time you turned around, there you two were. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it in just street signs. I'm talking about on social media. Mm-hmm. Or if you went into a place, there you were on the side.
Yeah.
So it was something that Joe McKenna, as Joe McKenna would say, it's your marketing, it's using the internet for marketing, using it correctly.
Yeah, and you know it's something that you've got to do today. But I would still say the most important part and the biggest bang for my buck on the campaign was direct mail. You still have to get something out to the voters. Not everyone's online, not everyone's watches TV, not everyone reads the paper, but every voter gets mail. So that's still a critical part of the campaign.
What about walking?
Oh, yeah. We walked every weekend starting – when would we say we started mid-August? So, okay. Yeah, walking is incredibly – you have to do it all. I mean, you really have to do a full court press on every front that you can. And now, yes, over the past few years, digital is a component of that, and you've got to work hard to be efficient and stretch every mm-hmm. dollar.
Who's comment here? Congratulations, Adam. Nice to have a veteran on the council for a change.
Yeah, I'm excited about that and excited to represent veterans because there's so many here and so many great veterans in our area. So that's okay. A big deal to me.
Well, here's a question. I just want to throw this out, and this has come up. The current commenting policy, public comment policy, is to be held at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
Would you consider or would you vote to have it moved back to the front of the meeting?
Oh, yeah,
where it used to be?
I would. And I have no problem with that. I think it was only 30 minutes. It wasn't 3 hours or anything like that. It was they would take
30 minutes. And it didn't take 30 minutes a lot of times.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And so, I mean, I think, for the people in this city that want the attention of their elected officials to have that consistency and know that that's at the beginning of every meeting so that they can show up if they have something that they need to share with their leaders. It's consistent. They know when it's going to be. They can take care of it. And I think that that's something, that's important to that relationship between.
I think you can say things to people like there's no personal attacks in here. You can point out, deficiencies in government, but there'll be no personal attacks.
Right.
And that's fair. You can't say that, oh, this guy's a crook, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like, no,
right.
That's not the way it works. You can say something's not being done. You can point out where the deficiencies are. But when you start getting into personal attacks, we don't do that here on the station.
Right.
I don't think you have to put up with that in the comment period either.
So. I think sometimes, though, you have to, this is public life and you have to expect the negativity.
Yeah.
I went through basic training. I've been yelled at quite a bit.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
There.
Yeah. I mean,
I can take it.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody says something to me, first of all, I look at who it is.
Right.
That's who's saying it.
Yeah.
Second, I don't really I don't care.
Yeah.
What anybody says except certain people in my life. So it's kind of like, okay, that's your opinion. Fine. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any blood on the floor? No, it's not. So,
right.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you said that because I think one of the problems, and we're going to take a break here. We'll get to Terry first before we take the break, is that transparency question in government.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of the incumbents in this, in the county and the city didn't make it back.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It's a little bit surprising.
I was a little surprised. It wasn't totally unexpected.
No,
but
for a full sweep, it was
something like that.
Yeah,
and anyway, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Congratulations.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, we're talking about personal. I don't know how much more personal that the Vice Mayor Brent Weaver could be when he told the people we weren't having public comment because, like his children, there are times when people need a timeout. I don't know how much more personal it can be when the Vice Mayor Brent Weaver makes the comment that, do you really expect us to keep those shallow campaign promises? I don't know how personal it can be when our vice mayor has a selfie with Bill Clinton when he's in town, when our vice mayor is in the front row smiling at Bill Clinton and then professes to be a Republican. I just don't know how much longer the people in this town are going to be deceived by all this stuff. And, Adam, I'm glad you're on that council. I think you're going to see a change from the public. And I hear that Brent Weaver is going to be on your program on Friday. What time is that, Carl, he's going to be on? Because I'm sure there's probably dozens of people that want to call in.
It's 8 o'clock.
Great. And, Adam, again, congratulations.
I'm going to have to check. I need to get out my book, but I think it says Friday at 8 o'clock. It may be. I'm pretty sure it's 8 o'clock this Friday.
Better get three phone lines.
Well, we got enough phone
lines. I mean, really and truly.
As long as people just ask, a question, and we'll take that answer and try not to get into dialogues that last for 10 minutes.
Well, and you're right, and I agree with that. However, there's nothing more personal than those things our vice mayor's done to us. That's very, very personal and unprofessional.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that because I'm not
Brent Weaver.
It could be, you know, it could be, and it is, you know, and I've got bones to pick with them too. But I also, you know, how fair we are here. So everybody gets their chance to say something.
Well, it's true, and he wasn't fair with us. He just cut off our First Amendment rights.
Well, he can say I'm not going to argue for him, but he can just say, no, you still have it. It's just later. Anyway, okay. Adam says he wants to bring it back to the front, and I think Julie will too.
Thank you, Adam, and good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'm going to say this again. Thanksgiving feast giveaway. Call now, 605-4567. It comes from Omaha Steaks, is gifting one of a lucky listener, nobody here on the staff, of course, to a $300 gift pack that can include filet mignon, top sirloin, boneless pork chops, chicken fried steaks, all beef meatballs, Omaha Steaks burgers, Omaha Steakhouse fries, apple tartlets, for additional burgers. All you have to do is call, get your name in here. I'm going to make the drawing. Linda will draw the names next Monday. Draw the name. You will have it by Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's right. And I tell you what, they sent us one, and I can tell you right now, it is excellent. Excellent. In fact, it's outstanding. So just give us a call at 605-4567 and start calling now, or you can send it to me at carl@kcnr1460.com. Or you can put it in the chat room, put your name in there and a phone number so how we can get a hold of you and for you winning. Unless it's somebody,
send it to me in a PM.
Yeah, send it as a personal message to Bob and we'll put it in there so you don't have to put your number out like that. Okay. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, the newest elected city council person.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to GNRM.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to join us for National Family Volunteer Day. On Saturday, November 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Turtle Bay will have volunteer activities for families throughout the park. From the gardens to animal care, be a part of National Family Volunteer Day with us and get your family into the holiday spirit of giving. Then enjoy the rest of your day at Turtle Bay for free. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Hey, it is 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And you can continue to call in on that number because we have several numbers here. If you want to enter that $300 Omaha Steak giveaway for Thanksgiving, you'll have this big box of stuff before Thanksgiving. We'll make the drawing next Monday, so keep calling in, 605-4567. Or, as some people have done, come through the chat room or email me at carl at kcnr1460.com. Okay, I'm here with Adam McElvain, who is the newest city councilman. Political correctness, I think, in the country is going to take a step back, which I think is really a great idea. New York University professor was suspended because he was writing blogs about why this political correctness is tearing up the university system. They suspended him. Well, they just rehired him and made him a full professor.
Wow.
Boom. Okay. Adam.
Yes.
There's a big news right now, and I've talked about it and blogged about it. City Council tonight is going to sit down and discuss a raise for Parks and Recreation's Community Service,
mm-hmm.
Kim Niemer. Nothing about Kim. Kim does a good job. She could do a fine job. They want to give her $1,000 a month raise. And they put in the, and Dave Bender wrote in the article that they didn't bring it up before the election because it wouldn't have gone over big since they were trying to raise a half a cent. They wanted to put a half cent tax on everybody to pay. And it goes in the general fund to be able to support public safety. So now they're bringing it up. That will bring her, according to Dave Bender, up to like $140,000 a year. Where do you stand on that?
So I think it's a mistake. I wouldn't vote for it. It's, every time that the council gives out a lavish raise to an executive, I think it's a message to the people. It's confusing because we have a public safety problem. You know, we need to be pushing resources towards law enforcement, towards getting our response times down, towards making citizens and businesses feel safe. And so it's something I definitely wouldn't vote for. I think the timing is very bad. And I'm anxious to see how the council handles this tonight because based on the mandate from Measure D, people are expecting a different style of management and a different style of leadership at City Hall and a different way of doing business.
Good, because this is the way. This was my follow up question.
Mm-hmm.
D, which was pushed by the Chamber of Commerce, Citizens Watch committees, all these other, what was it, Save Our Streets or something, or Measure D, something like that. That Rocky Slaughter was involved in. And pushing D and E. And frankly, I thought it was going to be close. I really did. A lot of people, oh, no, it's a walkover. Oh, no, we can get that. Oh, we'll get 60%. I'd heard a lot from, a lot of people talk to us. And I'd heard a lot from people I would have never thought of were opposing this
mm-hmm.
for one reason. They didn't trust what was going on, and they didn't believe this.
Right.
Well, it was a mandate, just like you said.
Yeah.
What was it, 63%
against.
And 37-4, something like mm-hmm. that, something. What does that tell you about what the people are saying. You know, but the Measure E, which had no teeth or anything, that passed
65%.
Yes. 65% mm-hmm. saying if it does pass, we want this is how we want you to spend the money. What does that tell you?
I think it shows an incredible level of frustration with city leadership and the decisions that have been made. And again, I don't think you can point to any single decision. It's a series of decisions. It's a pattern. It's messaging. It's how you're communicating with the public. You know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, handing out another $12,000 raise tonight to an executive, that's more of the same message. That, you know, are we here to fix the city's problems, or are we here to do business as usual? And so, again, I think it's an incredible level of frustration. I was very surprised. I also thought it was going to be close. I think the newspaper put it best. You know, they said every organization with any political juice in this town lined up behind the tax measure, and it failed in spectacular fashion. And I don't think anyone was really expecting that, but I think that the voters have spoken. I've taken the message loud and clear, and, you know, I'll be very, very tight with our money, really trying to get as many resources as we can to law enforcement to make a safer city.
Okay, now this is oh, and the other thing too is that well, I'll get to that one too before and during the segment. The other thing too was, of course, that with that failing, and Chief Rob Pelletti was on. I said, "What's that mean to the police?" He said, "It's simple. We stay at status quo, except in June, I'm going to lose four more officers, unless they pay for them out of the surplus overhead." Mm-hmm. You know, for the next year. He said, otherwise, I lose that. He said, you know, I can change some things around, but it's going to be essentially the same. What's your response to that?
I disagree. I think that the leadership, you know, we have a very large budget that we're working with. We can get more resources to the police department. We can start implementing some of the portions of the public safety blueprint, hiring back support service staff at the police department is not my number one goal, because when we lost support services or support staff at the police department, our response times went through the roof. That's when people really started to not feel safe anymore, because response times went up to over 14 minutes.
Yeah, they're down to the calls now.
They're down to 12 now, but they used to be 8 minutes.
Right.
And criminals knew that.
Yeah.
Businesses knew that. To me, our response times are really the one metric that measures the efficiency and effectiveness of our police department. So there are resources there. We have to commit new resources. You know, the Turtle Bay Hotel is coming online later this summer. Hotel officials have said that would generate $700,000 for the general fund. We need to earmark that money for public safety.
But that's TOT, and a lot of people...
No, that's general fund. That's sales tax revenue.
Oh, it is?
Yep, that's sales tax revenue.
Okay.
So... that needs to go.
Okay, well, let's look at it like this too, though, is because they go up. You know, so other people will say other hotels in town will go down. So there'll be an offset.
Potentially, but this is just what was put out during the campaign for the Turtle Bay Hotel. And so it's instances like that where our economy is growing, where we need to make sure that those new resources are going towards safety.
Okay.
And again, I think that's absolutely the expectation of the public right now.
I think it is. And I think that, you know, one of the things that may be a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm not sure how tongue-in-cheek is, why, you know, the reason we give raises and all these raises that keep going on is that it's the only way we can get good people, and they're comparing them to other cities, which is, again, like a self-licking ice cream cone that it – they then compare their salaries to ours. Have we ever thought about advertising every director and head of the division director's job one more time at $1,000 a month less to see how many qualified people would apply?
You know, I'm very interested in that. I've seen the comparison studies done many times over the years as being a commissioner. But I am very interested to see, to meet with our personnel department. See how they recruit, see how they advertise for job positions. So I'll find that answer out for you.
It might be interesting, because this is what I keep hearing. Oh, you got to have these people. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I can understand when you're talking about electricians working on the high wires, because, you know, I understand that.
Right.
But I can't help but think that there's other people out there and would come to this place that are qualified for less money. I could be wrong.
I don't think that you probably are. I mean, there's
just a thought.
You know, it's how many qualified applicants are you getting whenever a position's open?
Yeah.
How many and how well are you publicizing?
And the other person, and the other thing too is, who makes that decision if they're qualified? Because see, here's where you get to that third party that does this, because if it's the city that says, I'm going to tell you if they're qualified or not, and these people are all coming in for less money, maybe this, you know, then you got, I mean, if you're thinking, I mean, you could be thinking, no, these guys aren't qualified enough to take this job. Well, we got to keep the salaries just the way they are. Yeah, it's just a thought.
Well, we'll see. I think, you know, we have something to work with here with this tax measure, because
I think so too.
People are expecting something different.
The other thing too, right before the break, I think transparency and the way the city council holds itself or handles itself, you know, you said it. But I think this is really a wake up. I think the first thing that you want to, one of the first things you want to do is move that public comment back to the front and say, we want to listen to you. We're not going to be the imperial, which I used to call them all the time, the imperial city council, where my word is, you know, from God's lips to my ear. All right. Okay. Adam McElvain, our newly elected city councilman, and we're going to come back right after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Take my hand through the flame.
I talk to you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott here. And it is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 59 degrees, going up to 62 today. So we don't have a long way to go. It's going to be a little rainy off and on today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. A great place, the best place to get a haircut. You know, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. So all you menly men, it's going down there and get our haircut. It's a good way. I don't know, you know, it's just a great place. You don't have to get your haircut like mine. Though you can't ask for the Carl Bott haircut. And then anyway, something the Air Force has never seen.
I need a haircut right now.
You need to go down to man's last stronghold.
Yeah.
All right, tell them that I sent you.
Okay.
All right, and they'll let you keep your ears. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Adam McElvain, newest elected city councilman of Reading. Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Hey, how are you doing, Billy Bob?
As always, for taking my call. And I just wanted to comment on your excellent critique of these raises, and your point of view is right on, and that there is no reason that in this circumstance that Adam's going to fall right into the middle of, we have to be concerned with overpaying the city staff. And it was my point that I want to make is, Adam, congratulations anyway, but you're going to fall prey to the fact that when you get it to the city council, they're going to issue you their rubber stamp so that you can just stamp everything the city staff puts to you. So beware, I'm warning you, when you get your rubber stamp, that you'll be right in with the thick of them. And this is absolutely ridiculous that these pay raises, the amount of overhead that is all top heavy in this management. And here's my suggestion, that we fire and rehire everybody that's management position. Let workers alone, the gardeners, and that, we won't play with them. But in the management and higher-ups, we let them go and offer to rehire them at 25 to 30% less money. And let's see them come running home. And I swear to God, Carl, you're right on the money there. So, hey, good luck with all this. But get your rubber stamp, and you'll be right with all the rest of them. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Billy Bob.
Well, you know, Billy Bob, I'm not sure if he knows that I've been a commissioner with the city for over 6 years. So have a lot of time in serving the public and working through these meetings. So don't plan on using a rubber stamp and, you know, making independent, well-rounded decisions for every vote. So please don't expect that from me.
Okay. Now, let me throw this other one in before we start talking about a couple other things. They're talking about buying a Allen's Golf Course, is that it?
That's the information that I got, yes.
$500,000 to buy this golf course.
The city?
Yeah, the city.
I
don't even know if you knew about it.
This is the first I've heard of it. It's I'd certainly want to know where those funds are coming from. Can they be used for public safety? We have a very hard time maintaining the parks land and parks property that we have currently. So that's very big concern to try and take on a golf course.
We want to give a raise, transformed into a park.
Well, that's what I mean. If it goes to a park, but we're losing parks and we can't take care of the parks.
And
we
if
have,
it's a golf course that I was told it is, it's in a location where people just don't frequent.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. It's out there by the airport. If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Well, yeah, I think that. Yeah. So I'd have to know more details, but
it'd have to be a good reason then.
Well, I think, again, especially based on the election, I think that the citizens are far more concerned with other things than purchasing golf courses.
We had another call who declined to go on the air, but his statement was, and I have seen no – this is his opinion, but his opinion was that law enforcement is tending to drag their feet on some responses. Now, this is this person's statement. In order to force the issue.
I don't think that's true. He wanted that to be expressed. So it's like a blue slowdown, you know, to do this. Well, the blue slowdown is this. It's over.
Yeah.
You know, if it was going to happen beforehand, I don't think, because I see the response time has dropped in the last six months. So, okay. Then let's move on to, you know, one of the things, you know, it's going to be up to you. and the city council to come up with more money. What's your plans?
So I'm very excited about a lot of the things that are happening. We're moving in a positive direction. I am going to work very hard to pursue the proposals I put forth in my campaign, the first being the internet utility. So I want to hit the ground running on that. We've talked about the immense economic benefits from putting in that infrastructure that other mid-sized cities have seen, job creation, drawing new.
You're talking about the internet, right? Or the fiber
optic
cable.
Right, the internet utility, correct.
How are you going to pay for that? That's going to be like, you know, I think you said it's going to be around $5 million.
Two to five million.
Who's going to pay for that?
So $2 to $5 million, once we have the plan in place, then we can go after state, federal, private grant money and potentially sponsorships.
Okay.
So we need to know what the design cost is. And then we can start chasing.
Well, how do we
money.
Find that out? Is that something that you're going to raise private money for, or is that going to be
so
something
the
city?
So yeah, that's how I would like to do it. Obviously, I do need to meet with city staff and then get the blessing of the council to move forward. But this was the primary part of my economic development platform, and I hope to be able to move forward with that because of what it can mean for our city.
I'm all for it because I know what happened to Chattanooga. I see right now McConnell wants to. McConnell and another interest wants to buy the police station right behind this, mm-hmm. and make it into a hub, you know, for launching businesses,
mm-hmm.
kind of like that they have out there at the Venture Hub. Mm-hmm. I assume, I don't know if it's the same thing, but also to put in a bar and places for people to live, and they want to redo all of downtown. Mm-hmm. McConnell and the other corporation. McConnell Foundation. The other things that are being built down here, and opening up the old
Market Street
here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the ideal time to push for the fiber optic cable?
Oh, absolutely. And I'd love to touch on that. There's so many, you know, there's so many positive things happening in our downtown right now, and a lot of them go unnoticed or underreported. But you said the K2 building, you know, a new four-story building that's bringing in 80 new residential units. That means we have 80 new people, you know, probably actually about 120 people that are going to be living, working downtown, walking around. My vision is within 8 to 10 years, you know, we have 5 or 6 more of those mid-rise buildings so that we have 800 people living and working downtown so that downtown's busy. You know, day, night, people are here. We have, you know, the Reading Inn has stopped. The Americana Lodge looks like now it's going to move into something else. And again, as you mentioned, the police department building, there's other restaurants, there's other things happening right now in downtown. And this, you know, the internet will be, throughout the downtown, and that infrastructure will just add, you know, to everything and benefit everyone downtown. So I'm really excited. I think we're going to get our downtown going, and we're going to turn it into something that people have wanted it to be for decades. And, you know, get the downtown going, get a strong heartbeat, and work. We'll also work on other areas of the city. But there's a lot of positive things happening right now.
Okay. Measure 64, or Proposition 64, marijuana, just legalized in California. Do you see this as a possible stream of income?
Absolutely, I do. And that, you know, we are in, again, as you know, we're in a pinch for resources, for public safety, for the pension obligations that are coming over the next 10 years. And I think that we absolutely need to consider this an opportunity. And I will be looking to see what, you know, what the numbers are, potential revenues that we can make from the marijuana industry. And it's something where, you know, a while back I started looking at it like liquor stores. They're not going to be dispensaries anymore. They look like a marijuana store. But California has worked very hard to look at Colorado and Washington and look at the problems and the places where they made mistakes. And this is a pretty comprehensive Prop 64.
Prop 64.
I mean, it's a fair amount of regulation, more than I think any other state. So there are controls in place to keep the industry.
But both the police and the sheriff's department both say that marijuana is the gateway drug. It leads to a lot of problems, people showing up being tremors, homeless people, homeless thugs, you know, coming in for these kind of jobs. Wait a minute, let me finish here. These are also causing child protective services, parole enforcement, welfare fraud, et cetera.
So I some of those things I agree with, some I disagree with. You know, I've lived here for 11 years now. And the marijuana industry is here. It's not going anywhere. We'll never be able to fully eradicate it. And right now, the industry is in the hands of a lot of irresponsible people. I'm not saying that everyone involved in the industry is irresponsible. Most people, I think, are responsible. But there's a lot of irresponsible people in the industry around children doing the wrong things. I would rather see the industry brought into the light so that we know who's growing it. We know who's working at the shops, we have tax receipts, and we can, as a city, keep track, and that regulation can exist. You know, we can have strict regulation, strong oversight, and I think, you know, turn it into a revenue source of something that already exists in town, and actually clean it up. Because I think, we have a host of problems for marijuana right now. So I don't think we're gaining any new problems by allowing the stores, allowing the distribution, things like that, so that we can make more revenue for city coffers. I'd rather see more public safety and a couple marijuana stores in town.
Okay. All right. We're with Adam McIlvain, and he is, of course, there's other people that are going to disagree with that.
And the chat room is updated on the golf course that is in question is off of Sacramento Drive, which is South Reading there in the river, right along the river side there. So it's not the one I was thinking of up by the airport.
This is the one that's across from down on the other side of Riverview, I believe, on that part of the river.
But something Sacramento like Drive off of okay, East Side.
All right,
Road.
We got to take a break. We're here with Adam McIlvain. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. All right, guys, all the holidays are coming up. Not that you need one, but if you want to find the perfect gift for your loved one, or you just ladies just want to go in there and get some great stuff, Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. They've got it all. They got all these new gifts in for the holidays. They can fix you up from head to toe, literally. And with Brighton bags, Miss Me jeans, all types of great Christmas ornaments, Christmas stuff, belts, jewelry. They got it all right there at Dandelion Boutique. It's easy for me to shop for Linda. I just go in there and they go, "Hi, Carl. Linda's been looking at these." It's just easy. 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back with Adam McIlvain right after these messages.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, or perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to GNRM.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. This is Carl Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And our chat room is KCNR1460.com. Like 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And our last segment here with Adam McElvain, who is our newest elected city councilman. Julie Winters will be on in a couple of weeks after, who should be on the week after Thanksgiving. Brent Weaver will be on, I believe, this Friday. Now, I completely forgot what I was going to say because Bob's sitting here hovering on me. What was I going to say, Bob?
I have no idea what you were going to say. However, as a longtime observer of the city council, because I used to do that sort of observing for a living, how do you see yourself working with those on the board as well as Julie? Where do you see yourself fitting into that? Because there's this perception, and perception is 90% of reality, that the board is beholden to, let's just say it, the board is beholden to the McConnells. How do you address that?
Well, I would
the council, yeah.
I would for that specific statement. I mean, at the last meeting when the McConnell Foundation came in with a late offer on the police station to purchase the police station,
yeah.
I got to tell you, they didn't get a warm reception from the city council. So I don't necessarily see that relationship or control existing. McConnell is a very large organization with a lot of influence. So I think that that's probably normal. But, you know, at the last city council meeting, you probably would have thought different. Mm-hmm.
And I have one more. What about the riverfront? Our huge asset that could really make this a standout city that just sits and sits and sits.
Here's what I can tell you.
The one that I've been asking this question for like 4 years now.
You know that I served on the Community Services Advisory Commission, was a past chairman, and studied the Reading Riverfront specific plan for hours and hours. Understand the history of the riverfront very well, the things that have been done and the things that can happen. I can let you know right now that there is a very big project that is going to happen on Park Marina. I can't talk about it publicly yet, but it should come out here probably in the next week or two. It was something I really had hoped would come out, obviously, during the campaign.
Why can't you talk about it?
So the interested parties have to get together. So though this doesn't have anything. I don't know if the city's aware of it yet. Big project coming down the line on Park Marina. I think you're going to love it. It's going to be great for our community.
It's going to be another In-N-Out.
Community
loves it, and it's a moneymaker.
No,
I mean, I'm tired of standing sitting more, in line for 3 hours at In-N-Out.
Much more substantial than In-N-Out.
Right. Just want to make sure.
But good things are happening again, and I couldn't be more excited about this. So I can't wait until
people are calling you
a tease.
People are calling you a tease. Okay, well, I hope that you know what. Well, good. I hope that when this happens, when you find out for sure, and this is going to end, that you will give me a call.
Absolutely.
And we can announce this.
It's something I've been pushing for a long time and excited to see it finally materialize.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's does the city, to your knowledge, you've been on this community service, does it have a five-year plan?
Five-year plan for?
Development. Or for anything.
Yeah, so there are several plans, you know, the general plan, the specific plans, and those are updated every 10, 15, 20 years. So, I mean, we did, when I was with the Reading Electric Utility, we did do a five-year strategic plan for the utility itself, and the goals and directions that we wanted to take the utility. So I haven't heard of a five-year strategic plan for the entire city.
Do you think
city.
That might be something that should be done?
Potentially, but it might be a duplicate effort because we do have the general plan. And
well, does anybody – I mean, the city council and the city manager, along probably with the county, but because they have to bless off on a lot of stuff probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine how it could harm us if somebody – you know, you put somebody to take a look at these plans to see where we're going with this thing.
Well, you know, every year, especially, you know, every budget cycle, every 2 years, the council has a priority setting meeting, which will happen this spring. So, you know, I think that they're in the routine of doing a strategic plan every 2 years.
You're a fellow newly elected city council member, Julie Winter, talks about making the pizza bigger instead of the slices smaller. And you're talking about the fiber optic and rebuilding downtown.
So I would like trying to change the policies on solar power so that we can get more solar, get more jobs in the city. Want to work with development services to start establishing benchmarks and expectations for how fast projects should get through development services. There's a few different proposals that I want to put forward on blight in our city. In the next couple months to help deal with blight and redevelopment so that we can improve those areas and create more jobs. I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to improve the city, create jobs, create more revenue for the general fund, and do it the healthy way so that we have more money for public safety, law enforcement, and we can do the things that we need to do.
Okay, the ballot system, this is from April Showers. Please ask Mr. McIlvain about the ballot system for changing the utility rates. I believe the gimmick is unfair. Or you know full well most people don't read the notice or follow the news. So a weak return equals a raise in rates. This must be changed. What can he done? And what do you think about this?
I think that I would have to research that. It's a good question.
I got it and sent it back. But I wonder how many people did because we had talked about it one time on the show because it came in saying, hey, these were coming out at the same time they were coming out. So I sent mine back. But probably most people don't. And if it doesn't, that means it's an automatic raising of rates.
Yeah, I don't think that it would ever not pass because if you don't send your vote in, it's an automatic yes.
Yeah. I mean,
and so I don't know how – I don't know if that's state law. How that was set up, but I believe it was a proposition here 4 or 6 years ago where they had to start doing those ballots to change the rates. But the whole system seems a little bit phony when not returning your ballot is a yes vote.
Yeah, maybe it should be the other way around.
Well, maybe they should only count ballots that are received.
How about that?
That are sent back in.
Yeah.
But again, that might be a state. I'm not 100% sure.
Well,
if
see, if they make it real clear. If you don't send it back in, that's okay. That's a yes vote. They make it so everybody that comes back, it's a no vote.
Yeah.
So what if it was the opposite way? If you want to raise your rates, you need to come in and say, yes, I want to raise my rates. Anybody that doesn't, it's a no vote. Why don't you just reverse that?
Well, I think there's probably a fairer way to do it. But if you did reverse it, you'd never be able to change rates.
That's
and
right.
The city could find itself in a lot of trouble.
That's true. So, yeah. But to use that is you know.
It doesn't. Anyway. Yeah, it doesn't seem.
Where's that fleshing sound? Where's that fleshing sound? I told you to put on our to get as one of our sounds, huh? Huh? Where's that fleshing sound? Help me! Help me! Okay. Anyway, Adam, we expect people of Reading expect transparency. We expect vision. We expect a change in how we do business, and business to grow here. All of this for that magnificent sum of nothing that we pay you every month.
Right.
I think it's $500.
Well, you know, it's some Carl. You know, I think, you know, being raised on a farm in a rural area and then being in the military, it's just such an honor to be able to serve people in this capacity. I'm excited about it. You know, I'm going to do my best to always listen to the people and what's happening and make decisions based on that. So. Got a lot of experience. You know, I have a business in town. Spend a lot of time on city commissions. I see a lot of
positive. What is your business, by the way?
So I'm a partner at Pacific Sky Marketing, and we serve medium to large size organizations. We did the One Safe Place rebrand, so that would be a good example of kind of the marketing work that we do. But very excited about the future of our city. There's a lot of positive things happening, and I want people to know that. And hopefully here, 2-4 years, our challenges don't seem as big because, you know, we've worked on them. We've helped improve things, and people will be doing better. So I'm very hopeful for that.
Okay. All right. Adam McElvain will be taking seat here in January, I assume.
December 6th.
Oh, December 6th. Wow, that's soon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay, Adam, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah,
there's some people outside that I want you to meet anyway that have just come through here. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Pasinko will be with us, along with Town Market.
Do me a favor and ask. The sheriff was quoted in the paper about potentially going for a jail bond at the county level.
Oh.
Ask him more about that. I'd like to hear more about that.
That would be interesting.
Need a place to put them.
You know what? That's the whole thing, is a place to put people that we arrest. And that would, you know, that would solve. If you could have a place right now, you could put 200 people, it would solve a lot of our problems.
You're right absolutely there. Right.
And that's, you know, the county. God knows what they're thinking. Hey, everybody. Have a great day. Be careful out there. It's raining. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
And news from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Savoring their election victories.
Welcome to the dawn of a new unified Republican government.
House Speaker Paul Ryan stressing GOP unity after the Republicans won both houses of Congress and the White House.
We're on the same page with our president-elect.
Ryan vowing there will be nothing timid about the Republican agenda.
We have got to be bold and we have to go big. This country is expecting absolutely no less.
Reworking the tax code, Obamacare, and national security among issues Republicans say they're ready to tackle. House Democrats, meanwhile, have delayed their leadership elections. That includes a decision on whether to retain Nancy Pelosi as minority leader. President Obama thinks he knows why Donald Trump won the White House. And no, Mr. Obama says it's not because people rejected his worldview.
Sometimes people just feel as if we want to try.